The boat slowed as it weaved its way through 100 wind turbines, towering over us. We were 6 miles off the Kent coast, where, in 2010, Vattenfall had constructed its Thanet offshore wind farm, which was the largest in the UK at the time. This Sweden-based company is set to build one of the largest wind farms in the world off the Norfolk coast, so I had joined the trip to get an idea of what the Norfolk Boreas offshore wind farm will be like. While the size of the turbines we saw were impressive, technology has moved on during the last 12 years, and the ones in Norfolk are set to be bigger, both in size and number. Our boat passed turbines that are up to 115 metres tall. In Norfolk, however, they are set to be up to 350 metres. The ones off the Norfolk coast will have a tip height almost as tall as the Shard in London. Dr. Cartin Jones, head of the stakeholder engagement offshore wind at Vattenfall, who was also on board, explained. Despite their size, Dr. Jones said, at 50 miles from the shore, the turbines won't be visible from land. The Kent wind farm generates enough electricity to power 400,000 homes. When the Norfolk wind farm is fully operational, it is expected it will provide energy for more than 4 million homes. Each turbine generates power that is transferred to land via undersea cables. On shore, they are run underground and connected to the grid a few miles inland. But what was more impressive than the scale of the wind farm was the work needed to keep the turbines running effectively. Before heading out to sea, I met some of the technicians that oversee its maintenance. Groups of at least 3 technicians travel out to sea each day to repair the blades, which are constantly being damaged from the salty air, pollution, and much rarer, bird strikes. Maintaining the turbines can be dangerous, and it was stressed that worker safety was paramount. The team back on shore constantly monitor weather conditions, and if the wave height or wind strength is deemed unsafe, technicians will not work. The scale of the operation is so large that the Kent wind farm, of just 145 turbines, requires about 50 full-time staff, rising to 100, including contractors. I was told that the Norfolk project will be on a much larger scale and will require far more workers as a result. On the day of our trip, we were lucky. Weather conditions were in our favour, and we got the opportunity to see everyday repair work being carried out. To inspect the blades, the wind turbine is shut down, and 2 technicians use a lift within the structure, which takes them to the top. They then abseil down the blade, inspecting and repairing it as they make their descent. There is a platform at the bottom of the turbine where a 3rd worker ensures that their abseiling colleagues remain safe. Maintaining the Norfolk wind farm will be carried out in much the same way, Dr. Jones explained to me, but due to the time it would take to travel 50 miles from the shore, they will have hotel boats that will enable the technicians to remain at sea. On shore, a base will also be needed to monitor the conditions and the turbines. In July, the Norfolk Boreas offshore wind farm got a funding boost when it won its Contracts for Difference bid. This government scheme secures Vattenfall a guaranteed baseline price for the electricity the wind farm will generate, helping it to attract investment for the project. Dr. Jones revealed that the construction of the turbine is expected to start in September 2023.